Bulls back in the Jail of the Boss Man show. Special guest, buddy, friend of the show, Seattle Saints coach, Carl Mascarello. Coach, I think it's up there in Seattle, man. And you guys, how are you guys holding up right now?
Oh, great to see you, JR. Everything is good. Just waiting for our guys to, you know, figure out when they're getting back to campus exactly. We'll have a couple different dates for, you know, student athletes coming from hot zones and, you know, guys returning that have been on campus before. So a couple different dates, but, you know, just making sure our guys are in, you know, a good space mentally and, you know, they're training hard back home wherever they are and have that, you know, internal fortitude that you got to have to be successful these days.
Now, Coach, everything went south on my birthday. March 11th was my birthday. Everything went south with the NBA. I was at the Hawks game playing the Knicks, and I heard the season was being canceled. So how did your team react to the whole everything being canceled, no postseason, having to go home? So how's it just been for you and your team having to do Zoom calls like we're doing right now and not being with you guys?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, that's the one thing. You just miss seeing them and being around them. And you know, we feed off each other's energy. So that's what we miss the most. I know I was talking to my wife, and it's been about 5 months. My daughter, Reese, had her third birthday on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. And so I said, oh, man, that's 5 months ago. We've, you know, I've been home for five straight months. And, you know, I said, just don't get used to it. I'm hoping you don't see me that much anymore. You know, I told my wife that. But, you know, I just want the guys to, you know, take care of their business. They're still remote learning in summer school. We did a good job, had over a 3.0 that spring semester, which I thought was great because it kind of showed our discipline and our toughness, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, and that's always important to me. But when it's all said and done, you know, you don't want to get Zoom fatigue. I try to only meet with the guys, you know, once a week, and I have my assistants checking in with guys and having small group talks with them. And then we'll try to do some kind of development talks. You know, we'll have some NBA, ex-NBA coaches on, some former players on, some things like that, just to kind of keep them locked in and learning. Because you can't get stagnant, right? You always got to keep your mind active, even if you can't get back to campus. You know, you still want to be growing, you know, mentally, physically, and emotionally, regardless where you are. So just trying to do the best job we can remotely, making sure they're in a good spot, checking in with their parents, and then making sure they're being safe. Obviously, you know, different parts of the country have different types of rules. And, you know, I know you down in Georgia, you know, I'm making sure you wear a mask. So we just got to keep that thing locked up down there and keep everybody safe.
Well, definitely, Coach. The forest strength conditioning coach, some guys have hoops, some guys don't have hoops. So how's that part of keeping guys kind of in that rhythm and also keeping them kind of in shape as well? So when they come back in August, if they come back, can we get started from scratch?
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping, you know, most of the guys are doing a great job cardio-wise and, you know, running hills or running beaches and doing different things, whether it's body weight work or, you know, being able to have access to a gym. I know, you know, we have a guy down in Florida, and he said he's been able to lift at a gym because Florida's really lax. So that's a little scary part too, but he'll be one of the guys that has to quarantine when he flies up from Florida. So, you know, I'm not really worried about that. I think they'll do enough where they can kind of, you know, stay in shape or at least have some sort of baseline. You know, my concern is, hey, what are we doing when these guys get back to campus and quarantine for 14 days? You know, all their gains and, you know, guys that needed to gain weight, you know, what are they doing? You know, are we going to allow them out to get some cardio in to walk around campus at least by themselves? So many moving parts with that. But, you know, when it's all said and done, our strength coach, Ernie Rauch, does a great job. And we email the guys a workout every 3 weeks for them to complete. And then I also kind of challenge them some too. I run about 3 miles a day, and I run about anywhere from a 720 to a 750 mile. So I try to, you know, tell those guys to make sure they can at least beat coach.
I hear that. You can't beat coach, you can't play. Well, definitely. Now, coach, since we've last talked, the country's changed a lot, man, for us with racial injustice, trying to get social change and equality. And I know the death of George Floyd really touched you. So talk about how that death of George Floyd touched you to start this organization you started with other coaches, instructor coaches, and women's coaches as well.
Yeah, so, you know, it was just very disturbing. You know, you have young kids, and, you know, how do you answer questions if my daughter did see that on the TV? You know, we talk about raising our young people the right way and really caring about everybody, you know, love thy neighbor as thyself, no matter their skin color. And so, you know, I was just kind of searching, and I wanted to I wanted to see what other guys in the business were doing. So I was reaching out to some friends and how they were talking to their teams, how they were approaching these issues. And I wanted to make sure I was doing it the right way. And it kind of just grew organically. You know, I reached out to Amir Abdul-Rahim down at Kennesaw State, who's one of our charter members, and Cliff Warren, who's at Georgia State. So a bunch of guys, and then some guys from around the country, Mike Menega at Oregon, Jerry McNamara at Syracuse, Alvin Brooks III at Baylor. You know, we got coaches from all over the country, all different roles, all different backgrounds. And so it just kind of turned into, hey, we need to be educating our young people as well as ourselves. You know, let's put together our minds and try to build a resource. So I got together with a web designer, you know, and they did a great job. And so we launched this organization called Coaches for Change, and that four is the number four. And, you know, we talk about constantly being able to engage, educate, empower, and evolve. And so we want to do that on our campuses, in our communities, in our regions, and across the country, to be honest with you. And so the first thing we wanted to tackle was being able to get all of our student athletes registered to vote. So not only men's basketball, women's basketball, but, you know, the whole athletic department, and then the whole campus, whatever college we're at, you know, let's try to have 100% voter registration at Siena College. And so my incoming president, who's, you know, been in office a couple weeks, Dr. Chris Gibson, he was in Congress. He's, you know, so just smart and astute. And so I'm looking forward to using him as a guiding force during this process too. But we're just trying to meet every week, talk about what we're doing with our teams, trying to challenge each other's schools and conferences, talking to our league offices, trying to get this out there, and you know, having Coaches for Change be that platform that can educate our student athletes and in our college community, and whoever who's out there that wants to learn. You know, there's information about regional elections, national elections, you know, how do you get your absentee ballot, what states have mail-in you know, voting versus not mail-in voting. And so for me, it was just about trying to put something together, and I took my own money and just kind of, you know, paid for this, just because I thought this was a great cause that we needed, and we just want to make the world a better place, to be honest with you.
Most definitely, Coach, and I've had these talks on my show the last few weeks about this because, you know, I'm 33 years old, a black guy, lived in Atlanta. You know, you would think I would feel great, right? But I don't, because I watch how I drive, how I move, just all looking on my shoulder. And, you know, I live in the suburbs, even still. I still feel that way. So these young men at 18, 20 years old don't quite know like you and I know at our age. And so how do you educate the young men about the realities of our situation in our country and how they need to be very vigilant going forward and how they're moving in their lives?
Yeah, it's something that we've talked about as well in our group, and, you know, having our campus police come on and meet with us and talk to our players, having the head of police or the chief of police in the surrounding community come and speak to our players. So there can be names with faces. And then obviously understanding, hey, you know, we know all people aren't bad. We know all people aren't racist, but this is to make sure we're having those conversations if we do hear something that's not right or out of touch, you know, because there are people that grew up in this country at various different times, and maybe their vocabulary is a little behind. Maybe they're not sure of what's, you know, acceptable socially to speak on. And then being mindful enough, but also knowing how to approach those people and say, hey, that's really not something you should be saying right now. Maybe this would be a way to kind of change your language or change your speech. And, you know, it was funny. I was on so many different Zoom calls before we launched Coaches for Change. And it was a group of college coaches, right, and high school coaches. But everyone in sports kind of been around a mixed group of people, right, all different races, ethnicities. And so for me, I was like, there's just way too much talk amongst people that are all on the same page. You know, we need to do something that can help educate, you know, outside of the norm. It's not something that's going on in the restaurants or, you know, sports bars we go to hang out. It's something that's, you know, down the street that maybe we know not to go to or haven't gone to. Well, those are the people we need to educate. And so just trying to make sure, you know, for me, this isn't a political issue at all. You know, everyone was created equal, and that was self-evident. And, you know, to be honest, we want to make sure we're just always telling and kind of not even preaching, but just making sure everyone knows right versus wrong, right? How you treat somebody is how you want to be treated yourself. And so for me, that was all about. You know, I have a young family, And I just wanted to make this world a better place. And I got a bunch of like-minded coaches, you know, men's coaches, women's coaches, strength coaches from all over the country that are for this initiative. And it's really exciting. You know, we talked to the group last night and just so proud of the unity we have, because it is a fraternity and it's inclusive. So anyone that wants to join, you know, you come in at an entry level. And if you're a tennis coach or field hockey coach or lacrosse coach and you want to be involved, you know, you'll be able to be a member. And then we'll have regional meetings, district meetings. Obviously, we have national meetings too. But we wanted to make it so as many people that wanted to be part could be. And, you know, it's a lot of work. But when it's all said and done, it's for you know, a great, great, great cause.
And coach, I feel like team sports is how we all come together, because for me, I didn't meet my first white people until I was 7 years old playing baseball, right? So that's how I got to learn about whites, Indians, Latinos, because I wasn't around them until I played baseball, right? So basketball, football, we're just teammates. We're just brothers on the team. And I think sports can bring us together so well, because we all come from different backgrounds with the same goal to win a game with the name on the front of our jersey, not the back of our jersey.
100%. And I go back to, you know, every experience you have shapes you, right? So my first coach, when I picked up the basketball, I was in fifth grade. And it was a church team, the CYO, St. Edward's Red CYO. And my coach was Bob Jones. Bob Jones was an African-American man who actually, you know, was in the Olympics back in the day. And so that was my first coach. And so, you know, for me, I was never raised to see color. I just saw people. And, you know, that's the one thing is you don't know how people are being raised. So the more that we can teach and the more that we can kind of be the good, you know, the better we'll make this world. And, you know, one of the other great things that we're talking about at Coaches for Change is, you know, on our website, you know, there's different documentaries, different podcasts, different children's books. And so obviously most schools, and Eric Ravenno down at Georgia Tech talked about, you know, not having athletic activities on register on voting day, on election day. So we're talking about maybe having a read aloud in all the different communities using our children's books from Coaches for Change to now have an after school program where we're reading books. Parents that typically would need to pick up their kids from school now can take the time to go vote. They don't need to pay for a babysitter, and now they can get their voting in. We can make sure we're reading some great books to their young kids, and everyone's kind of, you know, growing from that. So just those are the type of ideas we're bringing. And then maybe, you know, the other idea would be, hey, the NCAA allows us to have 8 weeks of summer school with our players. Well, why can't the NCAA make two of those 8 weeks mandatory internships, right? Make your student athletes go out in the community, be in the real world, get some job experience, but also let the world see the type of student athletes we're raising in our communities. And I think that's important too. So we talk about a lot of those things, such a broad scope with a great reach that we have at Coaches for Change, and really just blessed to be a part of it.
Well, Coach, keep fighting the good fight, man. This is a great thing you're doing. I'm happy for you. If I can help you any kind of way, I'd love to join and help you guys, man, use the platform we have here at our radio station here to help you guys here, because we got guys from Atlanta who's right in your program, so we can definitely help push the message for you guys. Coach, we'd love to do it, man.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it, and thanks for getting me on, and it's always great to connect with, you know, a Falcons and Atlanta Hawks fan, so we're good.
Yes, indeed. Coach, I hope you and your family stay safe, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon, buddy.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Coach.
My heart skips skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Till the tears run down from my eyes, Lord.
somebody, ooh, somebody. Can anybody find me somebody to love?
Alexa, play hits from Queen.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
All right, folks, back on the Boss Man Show. Got something different for you this week. JC and Boss going to you here on the video stream and the radio side. Bro, what's good with you, man?
Boss, what up? What up, though?
Man, good to see you, bro. Good to see you.
Yeah, man. We out here, man. You know, we do a Zoom now. You know, we out here doing things, man.
No doubt. Upgrade every day, bro. Upgrade every day, bro. So, man, talk to the people, man. What are you talking about on this is AF podcast last week? What did you give the people? I know you had a lot to talk about with entanglements, Tory Lanez shooting Megan Thee Stallion. What did you get into last week?
Hey, man, these last few weeks, you know, the show is pretty much, you know, has written itself, man, as far as stories. You know, Entanglement Part 3, August, dropping the new track. Tory Lanez, Megan getting shot in the pinky toe, Kanye wilding out, doing what Kanye do, man. So, you know, it's going to be probably more of the same this upcoming week, man. More Kanye, you know, all his crazy episodes lately, man. And it's everything going on in the world, man. So, you know, we got to talk about it on the Essential AF podcast show.
Check JC out weekly, Sundays, Facebook Live, YouTube, at 6 p.m. East Central Time, bro. Is that right?
Yeah,
6 o'clock Central. Okay, no doubt. Well, bruh, gotta start off with some Luckhart news. John Lewis passed away. Iconic civil rights pioneer, meant a lot to our community. What are your thoughts on John Lewis's passing and what he meant to us as young black men up here in this world today, man?
Man, you talk about somebody that has been 10 toes down since day one. You know, somebody that marched with Martin Luther King, you know, somebody that marched on the Selma Bridge. You know, you talk about somebody that is just iconic in black culture and just, you know, culture altogether, man. You know, a true icon of the civil rights movement. Man, you know, a guy that, you know, definitely, you know, he knew who he was and he knew what his purpose was on this life, and that was to fight for his people, you know, for equality. So, you know, hats off to John Lewis, man. You talk about somebody that, you know, he lived his life, man. He ran his race, and, you know, he lived a life well served, man. So definitely kudos to him, man, and definitely rest in love to John Lewis for sure.
No doubt. Well, bro, we had the National Anthem Police come out this week with Mark Cuban and Ted Cruz, man. And Mark Cuban lit up Ted Cruz talking about the National Anthem and how people shouldn't be kneeling and stuff. And once again, it ain't about the anthem. It's about the movement and bringing people aware of what happened to George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, all these, Tamir Rice, Trayvon Martin, Eric Garner, like, why did we play this shell game? I know why, but it's like, Ted Cruz, you shouldn't be playing. You should be worrying about why is it your state going crazy with COVID-19? You're doing nothing about it and being quiet about that, but you want to focus on people kneeling and the Giants kneeling for the anthem. Like, come on, man. We got to be beyond it. We've told you what it's about.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Right. Right. Yeah, boss. You know exactly what it's about, the shell game. The deception, the magic trick they're trying to pull on the American people right now. They're trying to distract you, you know, with, you know, players kneeling for the anthem as opposed to dealing with, you know, what really is going on in the world and this COVID pandemic and how hard it's hitting the state of Texas right now, you know. So, and like I said, you know why Ted Cruz, why Donald Trump continue to harp on that, because they're trying to get reelected, you know, they're trying to play to their base. You know, I think in their heart of hearts, Trump knows. He knows why. He's just playing playing to those gummies, you know, that elected him the first time. You know, he figures he has to continue to, you know, to keep saying those things to get reelected, man. But I think Trump, he knows deep down inside what it's about. He just, now does he care? That's a whole different story.
He don't care though.
But he doesn't care, but he knows, and he also knows that his dumbass constituents, folks that voted for him, he knows that's what they want to hear.
Yes.
You know, and he's down in the polls right now, so he's going to continue to pull all those tricks, dive deep in his bag of tricks from 2017 to see if that's going to help him in 2020. That's what it's all about.
And the same reason why the governor of Georgia is suing Keisha Lance Bottoms for they mask in Atlanta when the case in Atlanta are going up like crazy. She's trying to protect her constituents and yours as the governor of Georgia, and you want to be a fool and sue her. She wanted to mandate mask in Atlanta when the case is like crazy down there.
Politics, bro. Politics over humanity, man. Everybody's trying to get reelected. Everybody's trying to play to their base on the Republican side, man. And they're just totally overlooking, you know, just the welfare of their states, their cities, their, you know, localities. It's completely forgetting about all of that, man, and just listening to, you know, minority of people out there that are, you know, upset they have to wear a mask and not realizing that, you know, you're doing the greater good, you know, by looking out for your fellow man. So, like I said, this is politics at its finest right now. And, you know, I just want people out there not to fall, not to be hoodwinked by it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know what's going on. We know it's the election coming up. You know what I'm saying? But just like you said, keep in mind, they still haven't arrested, you know, the cops who murdered Breonna Taylor. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's never forget. Let's never forget what's really going on out here as opposed to what they want us to, you know, to try to focus in on.
Speaking on a mask mandate, NFL said, JC, that all fans must wear a mask this year. Now, those same people on those base we referred to, they ain't going to like that. They got to go wear a mask to see the football team play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Like you said, you know, it's crazy, dude. once again, you know, politics at its finest, man. And it's also a case study of the privilege. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the privileged few out here are, you know, and we know who the privileged are, and their feelings like you can't tell them nothing. You know?
Definitely.
That's what it all boils down to. You can't tell me what to do because I'm privileged. And, you know, that's what it all boils down to, man. As far as the mask, you know, I don't think there's going to be any fans once they really get into the season. If we do have a season, I don't think there's going to be any fans in there to begin with, you know, because I think the NFL, of course, they're going to have those fans, you know, the sign waivers. But when it's all said and done, I don't think there's going to be any fans in the stadium to begin with. But, yeah, if you want to go to a game, I don't know why anybody would want to go at this point. But if you want to go, I mean, hey. That's just something you have to do. You know, you gotta wear a mask. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, got to.
Yeah, but you know it's gonna be some folks out there huffing and puffing, upset they gotta wear a mask to see their favorite NFL team. Man, that's just the case of the privileged few, man.
Well, at the Falcons games, it'll be like a normal Sunday. At the Falcon games, nobody be at their games. No way, a normal Sunday for at the stadium. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Normal Sunday there. Yeah. Normal Sunday there, no fans in the stands. But yeah. So we got that, bro. And the NBA tested for COVID. Nobody came back positive this week when they put out on Monday. So maybe the bubble's working for right now. Maybe it ain't going to be crazy. But week one, so far, so good.
Yeah, man. Kudos. Hats off to the NBA. It seems like they've been one of the few organizations. Few leagues that have gotten this thing right from the get-go. They shut down operation as soon as one of their players tested positive for COVID-19, Rudy Gobert, back on March 11th.
My birthday. Ever since
then, yeah. Wow. You know, and ever since then, the NBA has just seemed to be just hitting on every chord possible as far as prevention and making sure that, you know, their players stay safe. And like I said, no positive tests so far. That's awesome. even though some players, you know, before the bubble started, you know, had contracted COVID. But, yeah, man, like I said, it's a good look for the NBA, man. Got exhibition games going on. The season's about to start back next week. I'm excited, you know. I think it's going to be a good look, man. And even watching the exhibition games, boss, the way that they're hiding the stands, you know, they're hiding those empty seats with, like, the big video scoreboards, man. That's really a brilliant move, man. I wish baseball would take a note from that, man, because baseball is already hard to watch with fans.
But oh, yes.
Now without fans, yeah, it just looks like a big practice out there, man. So, yeah, shout out to the NBA, man. Like I said, I hope that trend continues with no positive tests, you know, during the duration of the bubble and the playoffs.
Now, Glenn Taylor is selling the Timberwolves now. Kevin Garnett, who don't like Glenn Taylor, now wants to buy the team now from Glenn Taylor. But the worry is that the Will family, who owns the Vikings, wants the Timberwolves. So what are your thoughts on Glenn Taylor finally selling the Wolves and KG and the Wolves trying to get the team now?
Yeah, man, Glenn Taylor has been the owner of the Timberwolves since 1994. So you're talking, what, over 20, 25 years, man. He was the owner around about the time that KG got there. So, you know, KG, you talk about legends, true icons of Minnesota, Minneapolis. He ranks right up there, maybe might be number one when it's all said and done, man, as far as Minnesota sports icons. But, you know, Chris Rock said it best in one of his stand-up specials some years ago. There's a difference between being rich and being wealthy. Like, KG is rich. But the man that was signing KG's checks all those years, Glenn Taylor, is wealthy. You see the difference there? So, you know, KG, you know, signed $100 million contracts during his NBA playing days and everything, man. But he's going to have to get in a big group, you know, and become a minority, a minority owner in hopes to purchase the team. He's not going to be able to head up all that capital and money by himself. So it would be smart. You mentioned the owners of the Vikings. Is it the Wilfs?
Yeah, the Wilf family. Yeah, the Wilfs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, the Wilfs. It'd probably be a good idea for him to come in as a minority stakeholder, you know, maybe what, 5%, you know, something like that, you know, just to say you have some type of ownership, you know, stake in a team, man, because I think KG being the head of a group, it's not going to work. You're going to have to go in with somebody that's, you know, that's a billionaire already. You know, KG got millions, but
he ain't got billions.
The Wilks, right. The Wilks got billions. So if I was KG, I would definitely holler at them, man, and just see what type of, you know, stake they can give. You know, it's going to be probably somewhere between maybe 1% to 5% stake in the team they're going to probably give them. Maybe 10%. I don't know. But, you know, that's every smart move for KG if he has any hopes of having any type of stake in the Timberwolves.
Your thoughts about the new Hawks jerseys, man? I don't like them.
They kind of. I ain't going front. I haven't seen it, man. I haven't seen it yet, dog.
Let me try.
You got to see a picture of them. I haven't seen them. What they look like, man?
AAU jerseys, like some AAU stuff.
Wow.
If you can see on your phone right now, let's see if we live. See people, we live for real. I'm seeing him just right now, bro. I'm seeing to you right now, bro.
Okay.
The Hawks jerseys, they are very juvenile at best. Retro, classic, but not really.
Yeah. All right, you know what? Because I don't want to go off the screen. So once we're done, I'm gonna take a look at it. I'm gonna holler back at you,
okay.
and let you know, man. It can't be that bad, man.
I'm not a fan, bro. The Hawks ain't been doing a good job with uniforms. I'm just telling you. Remember when the Magic went with the whole like Orlando look and the Magic kind of those nice font?
That. Right.
The first Dwight Howard, Magic uniforms with Steve Francis and Mobley and all them after McGrady got traded away from them. That's kind of the Hawks retro, like, classic look. The black ones, okay, maybe.
Yeah.
Red and white ones, not too much.
So, So, Boss, what period of time, as far as Hawks jerseys, were the best?
The golden era. The golden era. We're doing the Jordan years. When Mookie, Layton, and Steve Smith and Mutombo. With the whole flying Hawk on there. That one.
I thought you were going to say the Dominique era, that Hawks jersey.
Well, that was a little for my time. See, I grew up on the Mutombos, but number two are the Neeks. Yeah, but the Hawks and jerseys don't agree very well. They don't do a good job of uniforms. They don't.
I feel you.
Two more for you. Justice Winslow's injury. What are your thoughts about that? We thought we'd see him play down the bubble, but now he's hurt his hip and out for the whole bubble, man.
Man, it sucks, but at the same time, I think if you're a Grizz fan, as far as the perspective you could have, or as far as the positive perspective that you could put on it, is if there was no pandemic and the Grizz made the playoffs and, you know, got bounced in the first round, we were not going to see Justice Winslow probably anyway until next season. So if you look at it that way, then, you know, it takes away a little bit of the sting. But I mean, I would be lying if I say that Grizz fans here were not looking forward to seeing him in action. You know, we made a trade deadline move to get him. You know, fans were looking forward. You know, we gave away some draft picks also in that exchange, man. But, you know, fans were looking forward to seeing him in action, see how he was going to, you know, blend into the rotation. And he was all, you know, he was ready to rock. He was ready to roll down there, man. Suffered the unfortunate injury to his hip. But I think, you know, if I'm going to be a pessimist for a moment, looking down, down the road towards next season, you know, you got to worry about his overall long-term health at this point. You talk about a guy who's never played 82 games in his, four seasons now in the NBA. Yeah, I think his rookie year he played maybe 76, 78 games. But ever since then, he's been injury-riddled in all those years following. So, that's the one thing I would be concerned with. You know, you would hate to think that you got bad goods. You know, we all know, being Grizz fans, you know, we got PTSD when it comes to Grizz free agents or trades that we've received, or guys that, you know, we received and, you know, they've had some injury issues, i.e. Chandler Parsons. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you compare Chandler Parsons to a used car, we bought a lemon. You know, we bought a lemon when we got Chandler Parsons, man. So you hope it's not one of those situations. And all indications are, you know, it hasn't been the same thing with Justice Winslow. All his injuries have been different. So, you know, you just hope that he doesn't become like Mr. Glass or anything like that. But, you know, like I said, next year he'll be healthy. He'll be ready to roll. And we'll see what we got then, man. But we weren't really expecting much from him during this bubble run. But it would have been nice to see him out there, just to see what he could have possibly given us.
Last one for you. You know, you're still a Cowboy fan. I retired my fandom years ago. The Washington football team. What are your thoughts on that new name for the former team in D.C., the Washington football team?
Don't forget, Washington football team established in 1932.
1932.
They had to drop, the logo formerly known as the Redskins. They had to get rid of it. So that was understandable. I thought they would go ahead and pick a new name.
The Red Tails.
Right. Red Tails would have been perfect, you know, and maybe that's still under consideration. You know, they're going to just go into this season, you know, being unknown. Or maybe they should put, hey, what about Washington X? You know, they're unknown. They're unknown.
Oh,
right,
Washington
now.
FT. How about the Washington FT?
You know, or just put Washington X on there, man. You know, shout out to Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? Like, why not do that, man? You know, they're unknown right now. They don't have an identity. And then, but next season they'll pick a new name, man. But it's got to suck to be a Washington fan, man. It really does. I was always a Cowboy fan. I was a 49er fan back in the day with Jerry Rice and Joe Montana. And I was kind of partial to the Redskins a little bit as far as Doug Williams And you know that whole time period, man. But now, you know, ever since Dan Snyder has been the owner, you're talking about since 99, you're talking over 20 years of just utility, man. You know, a couple playoff appearances here and there. But other than that, it's been hot garbage up there at the nation's capital, man. So I know those fans, they gotta be sick and tired of it. And you know, I think Dan Snyder is like the Knicks owner.
Dolan, yes. You know,
yeah, he's like Dolan in a lot of ways, man. Like, things are not going to get better.
So he goes.
Both of those guys, yeah, sell the team, man.
Yeah, Big Tigger is very quiet right now. I text Big Tigger. He ain't text back. I said, bro, really?
Yeah.
I said,
man.
Big Tigger doing big things. Text me back, fool. He's a big old Washington fan. So, bro. How you like the video component that we got added to the radio side, brother?
I think it's dope, man. You know what I'm saying? You add a new format, you know, trying some different things out. You know, I think it's going to be a good look when it's all said and done, man.
No doubt. Bro, tell people I listen to your show this week what you got on tap for them Sundays, 6 Central Time and over there on Central AF Podcast.
That's right. That's right, man. Live 6 p.m. Central Time. This Sunday, Essential AF Podcast, we broadcast live on YouTube and on Facebook. Go subscribe right now on YouTube, our YouTube channel, hashtag Essential AF Podcast. You can find all our old shows and everything, man, on our YouTube channel. We got the website coming soon also. We got some big-time guests coming up. Boss Man, he going to be on the show soon, man.
No doubt.
You know, as a special guest, you know, he going to pop up, man, do what he do. Make sure y'all check us out. Live this Sunday, 6 p.m. Central, 7 o'clock if you're down there in Atlanta. We're going to be live, Facebook, check us out, YouTube, the whole nine, Essential AF Podcast. You know how we do it?
No, that's my man, JC. Hope y'all enjoyed this. We're going to do it for you again this week, same time. We out.
My heart skips skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music, girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Till the tears run down from my eyes, Lord, somebody, ooh, somebody, can anybody find me somebody to love?
Alexa, play hits from Queen.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Back on the Boss Man Show, radio and video. We got it going on this week for real, man. Thank you for y'all test feedback last week. We fixed the timestamp issue. It's going to be fixed now. Boss and Bone in video and radio for you, podcast world, YouTube world, Facebook Live world. We're here. Bone, how you like it now, man? Radio and video.
Yeah, man, it's pretty tight, man. I rewatched our show from last week. It was pretty tight to see the video aspect of it. So I'm on board with this. I'm here to help this failing show, and let's go, man.
No doubt. Well, folks, you've been waiting on it. It's time for it. It's here. It's the Boss Report. All Florida Man news. First story, Bone, is this. Florida man arrested after going Grand Theft Auto on I-95, shooting up cars for no reason. Said, quote, the movement of the cars sickens me.
It's just one of those things where I guess life imitates art. He's probably playing, you know, a whole lot of GTA right now during pandemic. Probably got bored as hell. So you know what? I'm gonna reenact this live now and in person.
Exactly. On I-95 north of Miami going crazy. Like, for real, my man? For real? Like, oh my God. Bone, this is a story gonna make us both cringe. Florida woman arrested after tearing skin from Florida man's privates during a domestic dispute.
What do you mean tearing skin from where? Because there are three options in that region. There, you know what I'm saying? There's Frank and the Beans. So where's that skin coming from?
All of the above.
How do you allow that? And was he like unconscious? Because how do you allow someone to grab your junk, first of all, and then just start peeling away at your skin? How do you allow that?
I don't know. I would have been fighting back. I don't hit women, but I wasn't fighting back at that point.
That's an absolute, you're going to get what you're going to get kind of thing. You know, you peel off my skin, off my genitals, man. We got to fight.
Yeah, we got to fight. Like, no, it ain't going to happen. Not happening, Captain. Woo-wee. Florida man arrested after loading up ex's house with a swarm of bees after a bad breakup.
Yo, I've been wondering, where are all the murder hornets gone? Because we haven't heard from the hornets in about a month or two. So that's probably where they are. They're probably in that lady's house.
Exactly. Like, my man, that is crazy. Oh, here we go. Our resident story of the week that comes from the world of wrestling. Florida man arrested for spearing pastor during outdoor service for not giving him extra bread and wine.
Ah, he must have been hungry and thirsty, man. He wasn't thinking about Jesus' blood and body. He was just caring about that food, man, that grub. You know, hey, times is hard right now, man. That's probably his only meal of the day, man. He probably want a little extra on the side, you know? But the spear, I want to know, is it a spear like Edge? Or is it a spear like Rhino? Remember Rhino?
Yeah, the gore.
So what kind of spear was it? I want to know, is it Rhino or is it Edge?
I don't know that part, but okay, note to Florida pastors. No outdoor services. Just do online and it's a secure place where they can't find you. Because you will get speared, rock bottomed, cheered, hit with a sledgehammer, stone cold stunned. You're not going to survive. I'm just saying, Florida pastor. Just saying. Oh my goodness. Florida man paints mural in courthouse depicting the KKK because they serve vigilante policing on lawless slaves and get sued.
You painted the KKK?
Yes. Mural of the KKK inside of the courthouse in Florida.
And has it been since taken down, or are they proud of it?
Took it down, but they're suing to get it back up.
Of course they are, Florida. Florida, y'all are going to be on the wrong side of history, man. When this is all done, and when our kids have kids, and the reading online, y'all are going to be on the wrong side of this one. That's ridiculous, man. They're fighting for it to put back up?
Yes.
Florida's fluttering.
Yes. Woo-wee. Florida woman at Walmart calls mask wearers cult members after being asked to leave the store for not wearing a mask.
Yeah, she's tight, man, because Walmart finally woke up and was like, you know what? We're going to all mask up while you're on our premises. So people are tight, man. I actually dared to go out last week to a Walmart. And everyone was masked up finally. So I was happy to see that. I didn't want to go, but I kind of had to for an emergency for my son's eyewear. Didn't want to go out, but it was good to see that people actually were listening and actually being safe and being unselfish, man. It's not just for you. It's for everyone around you. You're selfish if you don't mask up.
Unfortunately, here in Georgia, going to Walmart means nobody has on a mask because the governor is suing the mayor of Atlanta for wearing mandated mask wearing. So, yeah, in Georgia, the Walmart people is hit or miss, unfortunately, in Georgia.
Yeah, that's because Georgia and Florida are kissing cousins. So when one does one thing, the other one will follow. That makes sense.
Most definitely. Okay. Shaking, yelling Florida man is arrested after he swatted away the hand of a deputy who was trying to get him to calm down and back away from her.
Oh, the woman?
Yeah. The man stopped the woman officer away trying to help him.
Oh, wow.
Got taken out for it.
Took it out, so I'm saying that, was he, like, of our ilk?
No, he was not.
So he was just tackled and just calmed down, right? He wasn't tased or shot or...
Nah, he was taken to the courthouse and, right, you know...
I guess that's nice. You know, I wouldn't know what that feeling would be like, I guess, you know, to actually assault an officer of the law and just be calmly just taken to the ground. You know, that would be nice.
Exactly. Woo-wee. Florida man is arrested after grabbing a neighbor by the arm and taking away her phone she was using to record him arguing with his wife and touch himself.
So the neighbor was recording him?
Yes.
So she was like a Karen ilk?
Yes.
Okay. And so the neighbor was one of us?
No.
Wow, really? I didn't know Karens can film, you know, their own ilk. I thought Karens only out to film us.
Yeah. So he was mad about the filming. He grabbed her arm and while he was still touching himself, which is...
I mean, it's a Tuesday in Florida, but I'm just impressed that she was filming one of her own because that's usually reserved for us, I thought, to get filmed on all things.
I thought so, too.
I guess a little progress in that way.
Oh, goodness gracious, Bone. This is bad. Florida man arrested in Walmart after he pulled a gun on patron who told him to wear a mask.
Of course he did. So this is America, and that's my right. If I want to die, I want to die. If I want to get everyone sick, I want to get everyone sick. That's my right as an American.
Yes.
Of course. So your reasoning is you're going to pull out a gun on someone who wants to protect and have safety for all of us, including your dumb self.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, my goodness. Standing Walmart, Bone. Florida man arrested for pulling out his junk in a little Walmart saying, quote, come get the cure for the virus right here.
What kind of cure is he giving out? Is that an injection? Is that a spray?
Exactly.
What kind of cure is he giving out, man? I mean, I want a part of either one. I'm just curious.
I don't know what his mission was that one. My man, no. I don't want your cure. I don't want no parts of your cure. I'll take my chance to win a mask.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. A Florida man has been arrested after being caught on video breaking into 9 cars, additionally attempting to break into 44 other cars at the same location. And unfortunately, Bone, he's a viral.
So he's boosting cars. Was it like initiation or a dare? What's going on?
He's trying to get the hook up on selling cars from the tote the note lot over there by his crib.
So he's like selling for parts, a chop shop kind of thing?
I have no idea what my man was on.
Because he's trying to get 44 cars, right? 44?
He already did 9, trying to get 44 more.
Woo! My man was going for it. See, that's when people are just too bored at home playing GTA. Man, stay your bus inside and just do virtual stuff, man.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Florida man home industry gone wrong. Florida man arrested after extracting 10 teeth from a unknowing patron who came to his house for an extraction.
Unknowing. So the person went there, the victim went there to get his teeth pulled?
I thought he was a real dentist, but he really one of these country, rural, old home dentists that don't really have no license.
Look, folks, when you go to like down some old dirt road and you're going to someone's beat up house and going to their front door and like you see like their cars on center blocks and everything, you see chickens running around the property or something, whatever. Listen, that's not a real office, y'all. That's not a real dentist's office. That is bootleg. So you kind of get what you get with that kind of thing like that.
Exactly. Man, oh man. Florida man is arrested after flinging his Johnson juice at a woman in Publix.
Oh, that's a fight. In the Publix?
Yes.
That's a fight, man. Look, I don't know who you are or what you're about. That's a fight. You gonna start flinging sludge at people, man?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting. That's a fight. That's when you have to cut off someone's Johnson. That's the time when someone's Johnson has to get cut off. Because, you know, when they're slinging sludge at you, you gotta cut it off, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Man, that's terrible. Oh, my God. Florida man is arrested after assaulting woman during arguing over a TV remote. The remote cannot be found. They got to arguing about it.
Yeah, I've been there. I mean, I've never been that level where we're throwing hands, but man, that remote, listen, it's not like when we were kids and you just get up off the couch and push that button or turn a knob. Man, if that remote is gone, it's like you're stuck on one channel pretty much. I should get up every time. So I'm not saying you should fight over that, but I've been there where arguments, you know, get a little hot because that remote, man, sometimes it's life sometimes.
Exactly. This story is worse. Florida man arrested for dumping Johnson juice on woman at Panera Bread.
No. Listen, again, that's a time where someone has to go get that scalpel and go to work, you know, and you know, be surgical about it. Because if you're throwing your juice around people, and listen, there are things that I'd rather get punched, man. I'd rather get slapped than have someone start slinging sludge on me, man. That's just ridiculous, man.
Oh, my God. This story is so layered, it's terrible. Florida man cuts off his own Johnson after being stone cold stunned by a Walgreens patron over the last box of Rice Krispie treats. What?
No, first of all, those treats are popping, so I'd be a little upset too. But listen, you're gonna get stone cold stunned, right? And then, so on top of getting stunned, you're going to wake up out of that stupor. And so you know what I need to do next? I'm going to cut my own Johnson. That makes a whole lot of sense.
Oh, my God. Like, what are we doing in Florida? Why?
Oh, my goodness.
And once again, what will you carry with you to cut off your own Johnson at Walgreens?
And why aren't you stopping? Like, if I get nicked with a zipper, I'm crying like a baby. I'm in a ball on the floor. Why are you stopping upon the first cut? What? Why? How?
Yes. Oh, man. Florida man and members organized parties to spread COVID-19 in Hillsborough County, which is Tampa.
They're having COVID parties.
Yes.
Just so they want to get sick.
Yes, to spread it, yes.
They want to spread it. So they want to start like a zombie apocalypse, I guess. That's their goal. Other than being just plumb dumb stupid, like what other reason is there to want to intentionally get sick and spread it?
I don't understand these people. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And I don't get this. It's Florida man behind bars after stealing, get this, $2 million from a Texas school district in an online money heist.
He's trying to steal from the kids, man. He's trying to steal from the children. Mm-hmm. $2 million?
$2
million. He almost got away with it, didn't he?
Almost got away with it, yes.
Listen, man. There's a special kind of place in hell, you know, for that kind of thing, to rob kids, man, to rob kids of things they'll need. And, you know, especially now in this time where a pandemic's happening, where everyone's needy, where everyone has needs, and when you go to school, things aren't going to be the same. That is a special kind of jerk right there. He's a jerk.
Very. Florida man arrested after groping Disney princess in Disney World, saying, quote, "I saw through the dress. She had a wagon."
So he's on the caboose. And let me get on top of that real quick. Ride that train. So that he's one of us?
No.
Oh wow. Okay. Because you know. All right. Well, I didn't think they really liked that kind of thing. That wagon. So all right. So it's never good for sexual assault and groping. That's never good. But he appreciated a good round one. But you know what? You paid a price for that because you're a creep.
Yes. Oh, man, we got two more to go here. Florida man police officer captures a kangaroo on the streets of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. How did a kangaroo get to Fort Lauderdale, Florida? From Australia, maybe somebody flew one over? I don't know how they got there.
Of course there's a kangaroo just roaming down the street in Florida. Of course there's a kangaroo just walking down the street, probably with a marble in his mouth, just chilling, you know, with a fifth in his hands. I mean, it's Florida, man. So there's nothing should be shocking anyone when you hear about a kangaroo that's not native to this land in Florida walking around chilling.
Exactly. The last story is disturbing, Bone. Florida woman tells sheriff deputies that she forgot about the drug pipe that an x-ray apparently found lodged deeply in her anus.
So was this the same lady that a while ago her boyfriend set a firecracker in her anus? Is this the same lady? Because she has some kind of talent with that, apparently.
Could be. It could be.
I mean, oh my God. And you say deep, huh? How'd she get, I don't know, I can't even explain. I didn't want to know how she got that deep in her side herself. Man, I don't know.
I'm scared to know, Bone. Yeah. I'm scared to know. Bone, we've come to the end of this week's report. What is your take for our radio and video audience of this week's Boss Report, man?
Two things. One thing, I'm disappointed in Kmart. There's no Kmart stories. I thought they were all the way back, but I guess they're not back yet. And second, if anyone's thinking about slinging sludge, you're getting knocked out. I don't know who you are. That's just nasty.
And Florida pastors, you may want to only record church from home.
How about that dude that was still hungry and thirsty? He wanted more of that wine and bread, man. It's tough out there. How's it hard for a G?
If you were at church, Bone, you saw a pastor getting speared or rock bottomed or a stone cold stunned or hit with a sledgehammer, what would you do?
I was just going to say, I'm probably in Florida. Yeah, I'm probably in Florida. If I see this pastor getting a wrestling move put on him, I'm probably in Florida, then. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, folks, like I said, we don't video and radio now, so you can check us all out. BossmanShow.com. Get all the podcasts and videos you want. Just be on YouTube. So you can always go back and see us, our reactions to how we deal with these stories that are real stories are from the phone. Real stories. They're not fake. They're real. You can Google them and find them. And they're Florida stories, always in Florida. They never sleep, never stop. Always going on something bad in Florida, Bone, no matter what time of day it is.
Terrible. And we'll always have content for here.
If we're not full of content, I'll just come to Georgia because Georgia's right behind.
Georgia's like, hold my beer, Florida. I'm coming for you.
Exactly. So, folks, hope you enjoyed this week's report. Check us out, Boss and Bone, BossmanShow.com. We out.
Sally Beauty's new all-in-one hair color kits make it easy to color your hair at home. Get everything you need to color for beautifully radiant results. Loved by professionals, open to everyone. Sally Beauty.